You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of Case File. Okay, these two stories come from the same place, the A18, which is about a couple of miles from where I'm sitting now. It's just an ordinary single-track road that leads past the airport on the way into Grimsby. Okay, so the first story goes like this, and both these from two blokes who don't want their names to be shared, so... I was on the way back from London in 2018 and it was late, and for some reason we'd been bypassed off the main motorway onto the A18. In this particular sector of road, there were trees either side. It was about 11:30 at night and there were not many cars around. I was in the car with my son, who was asleep. I had full beams on. It's particularly dark through there. There's no street lights or anything. And something ran across the road in front of me from the other side of the road. I was tired, but at no point was I falling asleep. It was about 8 to 9 feet tall, roughly. It had yellow eyes, covered in hair, but on all fours. When it leapt the barrier, it did this on two legs. And it looked at my car, for which seemed like a lifetime. I looked into its eyes and it looked through me. Now I'll never forget this feeling. It was dark brown, black in colour, and the best description of the beast would be part dog, part wolf, part human. I know that sounds daft, but it was fast. And I was only about 10 metres away from it when it passed my car. As it went past, I slowed the car down to a stop on the side of the road, but I was not going to get out and have a look around. I could not believe what I'd seen, and I was trying to process it. What the hell was that? Were my eyes playing tricks on me? I drove off in shock, a little scared, and I never told anyone about it, as people would not believe me. I've looked into this area, and there's definitely strange goings on there. Even writing this now brings back that night. Don't get me wrong, I do like supernatural things, but I don't believe them unless I see them. And now I've seen this with my own eyes, and I know there's something out there. And this is a real story. I hope this helps with your investigations. Okay, so you've got that, and I'll come back to that in a second, because I've got another case which is same road. And interestingly, that one was at 11:30 at night. This one happens at 11 o'clock. So same road again. And this one's quite brief. So I was driving down the A18 about 11 o'clock at night in pitch black, until I saw this 11-foot, half-horse, half-deer man creature eating a fully grown deer alive without any problems. I just put my foot down to the gas and drove away, as I was terrified, and I haven't told anyone about this because no one would believe me until now. Now you might think that obviously 11-foot tall is huge, but the previous guy, his thing, he estimates it to be 8 to 9 foot. That's pretty common in that area. Most reports that come out of there, most people say around the 8 foot mark. A lot bigger than man size. And normally, if it's dark, they'll see this thing crossing the road. They'll say it's like 8 foot tall and 4 foot wide. So, you know, although 11 foot is particularly big, again, follow-up questions, but you know, a lot of people want to get this off the chest, but I don't really want to go into too much detail after that. So again, two stories from just up the road. So I'll keep these coming. I've got a few more to cover here today, so I'll do them for a separate video. But you know, as always, share the video, subscribe to, if you're watching this on YouTube, subscribe there. If you're not listening to the podcast, Bizarre Tales podcast, go and find it. It's along with the owl. Subscribe there. Make sure you subscribe, because they, if you don't listen for so many days or something, it does unsubscribe you. So that's how people miss shows. So make sure you're subscribed. That being said, any comments, no, let me know. You know where to catch us, either in the comments on YouTube or supernaturalpod@gmail.com. if you've got a story you want to share, send it there. Catch us on Facebook, all that good stuff. But until then, we'll see you on the other side.